Hello, hello, everybody. How is everyone? Dr. Darlene is here today in the house.
Hello.
Oh, I should probably put headphones in. I feel like we are technologically challenged right now with all of our Wi-Fi issues. I'm going to go ahead and do that real quick. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Biz Chat. I am your coach, Michelle, along with amazing Dr. Darlene this week. Coach Noelle is on vacation. We love you, Coach Noelle. Enjoy your break. Each week, we come bringing you strategic insight and encouragement to what we call that inner game and the outer game of faith-based entrepreneurship. Today is Friday, July 30th. We are heading into August. August, the last month before kids are back to school, the Jewish New Year begins, which we're going to talk about today. I'm so excited. It's starting to understand now this rhythm that we're actually in and why we're in it. So we're going to talk about that, bring back our guest, Shauna, to talk more strategically about how to lean into this time, this season in God's calendar and season. So welcome, everyone, and welcome, Dr. Darlene. Tell us what you're drinking, what your highs and lows were of the week, so everybody knows. We know.
All right.
Not an easy ride.
I got my coffee with my heavy cream. We're back on keto because we were on vacation. I love that. Keto for 2 weeks every so often. It works wonders. So that's what I got. And let's see. Highs and lows were very dramatic this week, believe it or not. So that's the way they go sometimes. So my high, I'll start with that because I always like to start with the good news because it mitigates the bad news. So people always say, no, tell me the bad news first. And I say, no, it's not good for your brain. Always get the good news first, guys. Okay. All right, here you go. So good news is a couple of things. One, I got to connect with a friend I haven't talked to in a couple of years and was really just an amazing, amazing conversation. And actually someone I have an opportunity who can help me in one of my businesses. So I'm so, so blessed and excited. And it's just like, it's a little bit of a different direction than I was thinking. But like, as I leaned into it, God is like, do you see why? And so that was absolutely amazing. My low was pretty rough. I'm not going to go into details. I'm just going to say that I got completely stabbed in the back by a very close friend. And it was super painful, not enjoyable at all. But one thing that my friend that I reconnected with reminded me, she actually, according to the Gregorian calendar, which also we live in, right? This is the ending of the seventh month, which is completion of things. We're entering into the eighth month, which is beginning of things. So some of you that may follow me on my personal page may have noticed I put up on my wall something very profound that the Lord gave me. And he said, sometimes those people meant to get you to the Jordan are not those meant to take you across the Jordan. Yeah. And I thought that was very good. So that is the lesson that I took from that. So we are good. And we're working through with the Lord. Very interesting. Last week at Healing in the Kingdom, I taught a week on betrayal. Very timely. So good. So I guess I was a little bit more equipped with tools. Probably would have been to take your own medicine. So anyway.
I love that. God's like, okay, let's go test out these theories you're teaching. Oh, honey, thank you for sharing. I know it's not easy sometimes to be transparent on the show in front of, well, we know, we see, we are climbing and we're seeing all of our downloads, and it's kind of fun just to watch the growth in this community. And I know sometimes it's not easy to be so transparent knowing that this is going out. And but I thank you for that. And yes, highs and lows. I just feel like this is like, I feel like we're coming toward like the crescendo of something. I'm not sure I can put it into words, but what's going on in our family, the stirring up, what's been stirring. I feel like there's a stirring and things are just kind of floating up to the top and we're dealing with them, and God's giving us grace and favor to deal with them. And just silly thing, it's not silly, but it's just, when I live in Minnesota in summer, it rains. It's hot, 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 and then it rains. In Utah,
it's beautiful, isn't it?
There's no rain. There's not been rain here for so long. And then when it has been raining, we've watched it literally, Dr. Darlene,
around our like perimeter. Like it just won't hit us. It hits the mountains, it hits the lakes on the other side of the Salt Lake, but it will not hit us. And so the night before, my husband and I were walking the perimeter. We're the only ones on this huge property. Nobody's in yet. It's all going to be houses, but not yet. And we decided we're going to walk all the way out to the very, very corner, like where there's cows, like like nothing. And I just started praying. I felt really led to pray that God would forgive the land. I've never done that before. And that whatever's holding back the rain, or why he can't bless the land with rain, like it has been 2 months. We have been here for two solid months. No rain. It has drizzled, but the drizzle, like you can't feel it. Like you can hear it, but it evaporates before it, like it is the weirdest thing. So that night, two nights ago, we got drenched with rain. Not a flooding rain, just a beautiful soaking rain. Yay. And then last night it rained again, and the ground is still wet, and I am just in like, I just want you guys to know God hears you. Mm-hmm. He hears you, and he's quick to forgive. Like it just showed me. He's like, I will forgive in a heartbeat whatever needs to be forgiven. And so if you're struggling and your family's struggling and you're feeling all this stirring up, as we're going to talk about with our guest Shawna, like, and we're pressing into the new wineskins and the new things in the future, and things come up and it's not pleasant maybe to deal with, like God is right there. He's so near. I feel his presence so near right now. So that's kind of my high and low. Like there's stuff, but like God is good. So that is my high and low. And I'm trying something new. It's called mud water. Have you heard of mud water?
I've never heard of mud water. Where did you get this mud water? Please tell me it was not from the recent rains in your backyard.
Oh, you're so quick-witted today. No. She's been through the fire, and now she's on fire. Okay. They've been targeting me on Facebook, and I finally came in and bought them. But it's supposed to be sort of a coffee alternative. It's got a little bit of the chai flavoring in it. And it's got all sorts of stuff that are really supposed to be good to give you energy, except for the caffeine that can kind of give you the jitters. So if you struggle with that, like maybe you want to check out this stuff. It's good. I haven't put it fully in. I just kind of sprinkle it in, getting used to the flavor. But anyway. All right. Let's move on, because we've got an amazing guest back. Let's bring back our guest, Shawna. Welcome, Shawna. We are so excited to welcome you back, because we are pressing in, aren't we? We are pressing in to the season coming upon us. I want you to give us a little recap of the last couple of weeks. I know people have been emailing me and messaging me, where's Shawna's PDF? I know we were a little late getting the first one out, and now we've got a couple more that I think you're gonna help us understand. But recap first what we've been doing the last couple of weeks and why we're doing it.
Well, the simple recap is Noelle and I were talking about unbelief and how the 9th of Av, which was in July, we've passed now, that was the day after we did this first podcast 2 weeks ago. It's a time of year when God exposes the unbelief in our heart on the Hebrew calendar. The 9th of Av in particular being the day that the first round of Israelites chose not to enter the promised land because they believed something in the natural over what God said. And so the month of Av, which finishes on, I think it was, y'all will have to, you go back and re-listen, girls, but I think it was August 8th. At sundown is when we transition to the new month. And so the picture for Av is a caterpillar in a chrysalis that's melting down in order to reconfigure. And Av is a month both to melt down unbelief and to reconfigure on the new truth. Then as we shift into Elul in August, coming soon, that is a month, that is the month on the Hebrew calendar that is the most. There's two times I think that are really intense for intimacy, and this is the first of the two in the fall feast cycle. Mm. And it's the month to really settle in those new truths in intimacy. Mm. The month is characterized by repentance, forgiveness, mercy, and intimacy. Those are the four words. And the verse of the month is Song of Songs 6:3, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. And so you really want to, what's been exposed in Av, really settle into the new in Elul. Elul starts the first of 40 days of repentance. The last 10 days begin in the month of Tishri, which actually starts the new year. In the Hebrew system, there's actually two new years. There's a civil new year and a spiritual new year. So Passover is the spiritual new year. This is the civil or legal new year. And this is the time of year, then what we've believed for a year, what we have sealed, like all of what we've believed and up-leveled on and the choices we've made get sealed on the Day of Atonement. Now, we are under the new covenant, and so everything is available to us 24/7, 365 in Jesus. But I like to think of these times and seasons on the Hebrew calendar as a time where there's almost like a supernatural grace or a double portion on what God likes to do in times and seasons. And so this Elul that we're going into is this supernatural grace for rewiring a new truth. Mm-hmm. And then as you cross over into Tishri, you need to begin to declare and decree. And the difference there is that I declare who God is and who God says I am, and I decree what he says prophetically about my promised land and where I'm going. And so it's important. I think I made the point that you can always make a declaration without a decree, but you should never make a decree without first making a declaration. And so that's the gist of what we've been talking about. There's some beautiful things that follow, and we'll come back and talk about them when we get closer to them. But after the Day of Atonement, we go into the second really beautiful season of the year for intimacy over Feast of Tabernacles. And it's one of my favorite times of year, probably my favorite holiday.
Oh, I love it. Okay, we're getting questions in. Well, could you repeat those four words that you said real quick that this season
carries? Repentance, forgiveness, mercy, and intimacy. Intimacy being primary. So if you think about it, if we've been in unbelief and awe, then as we're in Elul and we're in intimacy, we're repenting for what we believed. And we're in mercy, we're forgiving ourselves and whoever cost us that belief. And then we're rewiring in mercy, in intimacy. Does it make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Rewire. I love that word. Rewire and Elul.
I mean, okay. Dr. Darlene could talk about what's going on in the brain with
that.
Yeah,
let's do that for a minute, Dr. Darlene. I love, because I think people are really, really hitting these points, this repentance, forgiveness, intimacy, and mercy, and we are getting rid of the old. We're rewiring our brain for new. I can almost feel my head tingling right now as we're talking about this. What's happening?
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. So interestingly, this week at Healing in the Kingdom, we're talking about intimacy, believe it or not. I had no idea you were going to say that on the broadcast. Let me tell you, Holy Spirit, I love Holy Spirit. Okay, so good. So there is, the science of intimacy is interesting, but I want to just first go back to kingdom intimacy, because here's something that is so important is, you know, in the garden, the Lord, after Adam and Eve, you know, sinned and the Lord went looking for them, he invited them into intimacy and they turned away from him. And what did that cause them to do? They started attacking each other. So like mm-hmm. our intimacy with Father has to be primary. And when you understand even intimacy in the brain, it is actually really, really interesting. So you get, it is the one condition when you get all four of what we call the joy brain chemicals released is during intimacy. You get dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and your endorphins released. So it is so, so powerful. What it does is it actually affects the electrical energy of the brain. And so even how the brain cells talk to each other, which will rewire your brain faster than you can possibly imagine. So when we enter, you can't always control the intimacy between you and someone else, right? Because that takes a two-way street. But, and by intimacy, let me be clear, I'm not just talking about sexual intimacy. Yes. I'm talking about, you know, just that deep, close relationship. Because even, you know, Sean, I know you know this, the Hebrew word for that intimacy, physical intimacy, it's the same as no, right? So it's that relationship, right? So here's the thing, like as we enter into intimacy with Father, it actually helps to rewire our brain so that we can come into alignment with the kingdom truth and the kingdom phase of our life or season of our life that the Lord is inviting us into. So it's just a really beautiful thing.
That's it. Awesome. This is so cool. I love when God just like weaves it all together. So if you want to catch Healing in the Kingdom with Dr. Darlene, look her up later. All right. So Shauna, let's move on. Okay, what's happening? We've established, we've got the month of Av, where we were breaking some things down. So if we're all feeling this kind of stirring right now, we are currently in the month of Av. It'll transition in August to really settling in and in intimacy and receiving this new sort of wineskins. You talked about that and that resonated with people last week, just the wineskin. Like I had never understood really the wineskin. Can you just recap quick what the heck new wineskins actually can serve us right here?
Mercy. Well, I don't have my notes from the last 2 weeks in front of me. And in fact, there was no grace for me to put them in front of me. So quickly, I think the picture that comes to mind is we've been talking about the caterpillar and the butterfly, right? And so if I were to compare the wineskin to that, the caterpillar is completely shedding its exterior that holds all its guts in, right? Mm-hmm. A completely new design. And it's a new flight suit, right? And so I think that's really a good parallel to the new wineskin is like I'm completely restructuring around identity. And so the caterpillar was always a butterfly. Yeah. Does it make sense?
Yes. And our wineskins will not do. We have to shed them, the old ones. Because they're going to burst, just like the right. caterpillar does.
If you tried to force a caterpillar to fly, what would happen? Splat. So the wineskin would burst, right? I mean, that's the picture I get when you ask the question.
Awesome. Perfect. I love it. Okay. And so what are we doing? We're kind of going leaning into now a how-to. How are we going to walk through this next 40 days of Elul with the sealing and the new year ahead of the Day of Atonement. Walk us through what's next.
What was on my heart today was to explain what my process is when I'm dealing with unbelief. And I just have a sneaking suspicion that Dr. Darlene and I are going to do that bookend thing today that we do so well. But step one, and I really think if you need to understand how to do this, you should read the Psalms. And I didn't even pull one up because you need to just go find one that resonates. But David models this first step incredibly well. In coaching, the term is called clearing. So I sit down and I just need to get it off my chest, right? Blah, right? Mm-hmm. This is I can't be intimate when I've got a withhold in my heart or that some what I've just experienced in my day. Darlene, you guys started talking about betrayal, right? If all of this stuff of the day is pressing on me, I can't really do intimacy well. So the first thing you want to do is just clear. Just get it off your chest, get it off your heart, get it off your mind, however you want to say that. But so when I sit down with Holy Spirit, I pull a David and just clear. And if you look at the Psalms, there's times where he's just like, kill the bad people. I hate them. I can't believe what they're doing to me. But then, and then, God, how could you let this happen? And you've deserted me, right? And then it's almost like he flips a switch. And at the end, he's like, God, you're so good. And I love you so much. And thank you for being there for me. And if you didn't understand the concept of clearing, it seems very bipolar, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or multiple personalities. And it's not. He's just getting it off his chest so he can be intimate. So that's step one is really get real. Okay. And like you guys modeled so well, and Dr. Darlene, I'm so glad you said that. Say the good first for Pete's sake, right? Like say that. So tell God we enter his courts with thanksgiving, his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, right? So if I really wanted to do this, it says come boldly to the throne. That's where I sit on his lap. If I really want to do clearing well, I would probably start with 3 or 4 specific thank yous related to the situation that I'm dealing with. This was not in my notes. I'm like, following a flow here. I call it find the thank you, but it's not, how do I say this quickly? If I am upset about a betrayal, I don't want to thank God for the sunshine, my house, and my dog. It's not related to the situation at hand. And while that gratitude is good for me, it's not pertaining to the situation. So if I take a minute and find two or three, four thank yous pertaining to the situation, thank you, God, that in the middle of the betrayal, you reconnected me to an old friend. That's a legitimate thank you. It's connected. Find two or three of those. I've entered his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. I do as simply as holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. I just meditate on that for a minute. And or I look at the seven spirits of God. Thank you, God, for your wisdom, your presence, your understanding, your counsel, your knowledge, your might, and your holiness that produces reverence and obedience in me. I'll just take, so I just take a minute to thank him for who he is, who Exodus, who he described to God is good. He describes himself as merciful, compassionate, long-suffering, loving kindness. So start absolutely good, right? That's some of my phrasing. So enter his gates, enter the court, you know, so gates, court, come boldly to the throne, blah, clear the air, right? And then you're in a position to ask. And my favorite question to ask, and I learned this from letting my imagination go down the wrong trail, is Holy Spirit, what's the right first question to ask right now? And it's so powerful to just sit quietly and let him tell me what to ask him. And that it saves me so much time and energy. It's ridiculous. And then
that is really key. I think that's really important because we feel the pressure. Like, I got to ask the right questions. You don't even need to ask the right questions. You just need to ask for the right questions. I love it.
Yeah, I've got two more steps, but let me just pause there and I'll tell you a story because stories help drive it in. There was a time when I went through, God kind of cornered me into intimacy. And again, I always tell people I volunteered for this journey to be rewired in faith. So don't ever project your story onto mine. Like, it's different. We all volunteer for different things, but he cornered me into intimacy and I went without a car for 2 years, which was I was raised upper middle class. That's a very foreign thing for me, not to have a vehicle for 2 years. And so over that time frame, somebody offered to give me a car. It was a very miraculous situation. I was in a coffee shop and one of the girls I mentor happened to walk through and her dad and she sat down and she and I began to talk and he was listening and he asked me a question about my testimony. And by the time I was done sharing it, he was literally weeping at the table. Well, that encounter was so pivotal for him that when his mother died and had a car that the family didn't need, he asked his daughter if I would like it. So in the process of that, she was like, well, let's make sure it runs first. And my friend and I were like, well, let's pray about it. Let's see if I'm supposed to accept this gift, right? There's a lot of factors playing into that. Well, we sat down with the assumption that the gift was a yes. And we started to ask questions. And so, you know how I say like a line that's just barely off, like, but the farther you go down the trail, like the longer you're off, right? That's what happened. Like by the time we had asked, I asked the Holy Spirit, is it okay if my son-in-law works on this car and I just pay him for parts? Is it like I started down that trail and we were asking questions and we were getting yeses from God, mutual together, but we were feeling more and more disconnected, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I finally just looked at my friend Kathy. I'm like, what is going on here? And she goes, I don't know. I think we're asking the wrong questions. Mm-hmm. And so we just sat really quietly. And what popped out of my mouth was, Holy Spirit, what's the first right question to ask? And she then looked at me and said, are you supposed to accept the gift? And he resoundingly said no to both of us. So that is what taught me that.
Love it.
Ever since.
Love that question to ask first. All right. We're on next step three.
Next step is, so now we're in that, now the unbelief has been exposed. I've asked the right question. I'm getting clarity on what the Holy Spirit wants. Now, using my out loud mouth, I repent for the things I believe that are false. Often I will do that generationally and personally, and I often say every thought, word, and action, spirit, soul, and body that has been out of alignment, right? So I just try to blanket that. And then I, with my out loud mouth, I both repent and I renounce agreement. So I literally will say, I break agreement, and I will ask the angels to cut any soul tie or umbilical cord between me and that old belief system. And then I will find 3 to 5 statements of truth that route that unbelief. So let's say I go through a betrayal and the old me believes that there's something wrong with me and that's what produced it, right? Like I deserve the rejection. Let's say that's the lie I was dealing with. I would then go find 3 scriptures that talk about the opposite of rejection and betrayal. And then if you to do mindset work, I put those in very strategic locations. So what has worked for me is to stick them above my kitchen sink, because I like to have my hands in the water a lot, on my bathroom mirror where I see them when I'm putting makeup on. And I like when I'm in the car alone. So I'll put it on the visor of my car that drops down, or I'll tape it to my dash. And so at least 3 locations, and then very intentionally, you can't, mindset work doesn't just happen. You have to do it. And so I will then very intentionally, every time I see those, declare the truth out loud until I feel the shift in me that I know that I know that I know that that new thing is knit into me. And you'll feel it. You will know when you have shifted on it. It gets rooted. Noelle and I used to talk about Weeble Wobbles. You know those old toys that you hit them and they go down, but they bounce back up? Until it's knit in, I feel like a Weeble Wobble. But when it knits in, I become that fruitful tree that the word talks about. And you can feel the sturdiness of the tree trunk and the roots in your belly. And you know that you know. And so while the leaves of the tree might wrestle on an old thing, there's a solidness in that new belief. And you'll feel it when it shifts. So
love it. That is beautiful. I love it. Thank you. This is like Shauna's process, you guys, to get through. I know, Dr. Darlene, you probably have some things to say about this last one, about changing that mindset, how intentional that work is until you feel the shift. Speak to that just a little bit, because I know this is kind of your wheelhouse.
It is. I could talk for a while, so you're going to have to shut me up. But I do want to say something about what she said first, and then I will get to that question because it was so important. When you said find something you're thankful for, related to the situation. The reason that's so important is this, and the clearing is so important. Our emotions naturally get stored with our memories, okay? Unless we do something about it, okay? So the problem with that is every time you revisit a memory of something painful, the pain comes back in full intensity, okay? And it can actually get worse over time the longer that you keep the emotion tied to the memory. So clearing is important, because if you're bringing joy into that memory of the painful thing, it drives out the pain. And then when you remember the thing, you actually bring up joy in your mind. So that is super important that I wanted to share. And then the other thing is regarding solidifying or getting to that tipping point. I love this because I talk a lot about we have to break down the brain pathways related to the lies, right? And we have to reinforce and build and strengthen and support the ones related to the truth. And what happens is your brain has a default mechanism, right? Based on, the number of thoughts, times you've had this thought or actions or whatnot, okay? So what happens is there's this battle going on constantly between us trying to break down the negative pathways, build up the positive pathways, right? And once those positive pathways kind of get to that point where they solidify, they start to form these super highways in your brain, right? Then it becomes your natural instinct to go down the pathway of truth. And that's why you recognize when you get to that point, because your brain has literally now solidified everything that it's been going back and forth. And so not that you don't have to continue to support, but the degree with which you have to do that, I mean, it becomes a lot easier. So you look at the verses once a day instead of once an hour, right?
Love
it'll help support it. So, yeah.
Thank you for that clarification. Oh, beautiful. Love it. And I want to talk just as you were talking about, it's really, this is the point then, Shauna, that we seal with the Lord. like what you're talking about, the Day of Atonement. Like, this is the ceiling. So we have time here. Like, yes, it can happen, but like, don't, we've got time here to work it out. Like, don't feel the stress or anxiety that, oh my goodness, I need to get this stuff worked out. Like, God is in this and he will work it with you. And just to not feel like somehow there's a weight on your shoulders to get this done. Can you guys speak to that? Like, I feel like some people are feeling like, I got to do this now. I got to go do this. I got one more thing I got to go do. So explain how this is really not for us to feel more of a burden or a sense of burden about, but it's a freedom, I guess.
Well, I'm just going to promote Friday Fire right now. As we go in there, I am going to get even a little bit more specific with my story about how, you know, when you've shifted, and I've got another word, couple more word pictures to put on it. But this is a little hint from Friday Fire last time. God said, what was the phrase, Michelle, about being and doing? Oh, I got to look at my old notes really quick. Well, Darlene might have something to add while I grab that.
It truly is. It sounds like work, but it's not, because it's the expression of who you are. And when you are expressing who you are created to be, that is the whole story about Jesus saying his yoke is easy, his burden is light. It's not a list of chores. It is just drawing out who you are is what that is.
Love it. Thank you. Anything to add quick, Shauna, before we head into Friday Fire?
I can't find the note quick, but just the gist of it is, I'm a human being, not a human doing, right? Mm-hmm. And so the concept is, I can't do in order to be, I have to be in order to do. So if I was going to say anything at all, it's this month, just make time for intimacy. Mm-hmm. And don't think of it as a doing, don't think of it as a task. Think of it as solidifying your identity so that you can do in ease and in rest.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay, I hope you guys leave encouraged and lighthearted. If you want to join us, we still have some spots left in our membership, faithoverfearbizchicks.com/membership. Want you to know that we are going to be, the price is going up. So get in there now. You got until September 1st. So if you have been on the fence, I want you in there. We have some spots left and it is growing and it is becoming just so amazing. And so, Dr. Darlene, it's so fun, isn't it? Like,
oh, it's awesome. I love it. I mean, there is so much like freedom that happens in there. That is just, I love seeing it. I love it. Yes. And we did it too.
We love serving you guys in the monthly membership, and we love bringing in our guest hosts for some extra Friday Fire. When we're coaching you every Monday for an hour, you get myself and Dr. Darlene. And when we gang up in love on you, man, you get some breakthrough. I'm telling. So come on in and get into faithoverfearbizchicks.com. It's a monthly membership. I can't remember the exact price right now, but it is under $50 a month. Okay, I'll tell you that right now, but it'll be more than that when we open it back up in September. So come on in. It's so much fun. And thank you, Shauna, for this past 3 weeks of giving your time so generously. I know what you're teaching us has come from years of seeking the Lord, and for you to give it away just so preciously and freely for our members, our viewers, and our paid membership group. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping us. And we are going to have Shauna back sporadically to show us what's going on in the calendar and how we can lean into what God's doing. So thank you, Shauna. And we will see you over in Friday Fire. So membership, get ready. The fire is coming. And we will see you guys all next week, next Friday. Coach Noel will be back, and we will see you in August. It'll be August. Oh my goodness. All right. We love you guys. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.